Okay, thank you very, very much indeed. I just want to start by saying a bit about how I came to be standing here, really, and sort of going back in time to when my first child was born, which was 1994. By then, I'd already been around the FWBO and going to retreats and meditating for about 4 years, and it was a big part of my life and a real priority for me. I didn't call myself a Buddhist. It took me a very, very long time to start referring to myself as a Buddhist. But it was really important in my life. And then when I had my first child, for the next sort of 2.5 years probably, what I did was I managed to carry on doing that. You know, I carved out space from life as a working mother. You know, whenever my baby went to sleep, that was it, I went straight to meditate. As soon as when he was about 18 months old, I went back on retreat. It felt like I was very fixed on doing this. I need to keep on doing this. I need to keep meditating. I need to keep going on retreat. I need to keep up as much as possible with my spiritual life as it was before I had children. But then I had another baby after about 2.25 years. And once I sort of surfaced from that, I realised it just wasn't possible. You know, it's like there wasn't that time. There wasn't the baby goes down for the nap, I can meditate. Baby goes to playgroup, I can meditate. Because one went and the other was still there and awake and, you know, wanting to play. And so I went through this feeling, you know, because that's the other thing is before she was born, you know, I would do this. I can meditate because he can, you know, he's in this space. But quite often something would happen. He'd wake up early, he wouldn't sleep, it wouldn't work out the way I'd planned it all. And then I'd get like quite frustrated and quite resentful. I was quite focused, and if it didn't work that way, I'd get quite sort of twitchy, or if I missed my meditation, I was quite irritable and it was all a bit tentative. And anyway, once Ella was born, that all fell apart. I couldn't do it anymore, it didn't work anyway. And I went through this quite brief phase of like, what do you do? And then this sort of thought came up, and you know, it just felt like a thought, you know, when those thoughts come up from somewhere in your body rather than your mind, that was like, well, I can't step out and go and do Buddhism anymore. I'll just have to bring Buddhism into my life. You know, and at the time it just felt like this sense of resignation. It's like, oh no, I can't do that anymore, so I'm going to have to do it differently. But actually, what started then, which was nearly 10 years ago, was, you know, a journey of exploration that hasn't by any means culminated in writing this book and giving this talk, but it's very much ongoing, but it certainly has brought me to this point, and it's been quite a journey. And throughout that journey, you know, that whole process of writing, for me, has helped me sort of clarify and confirm and feel much more positive about the context of being a parent and also trying to have a spiritual life to develop spiritually. But throughout that exploration, the whole question has been like, well, how? How do you do it? You know, it's very much a sort of practical thing. You know, I know it's possible, but how? You know, I know it's quite easy, but how? And so as part of that exploration, I volunteered to do a book for Wintours, which is coming out in the autumn. And during the process of that, I've interviewed a lot of Buddhist parents, about 25 or so, quite a few of whom, well, some of whom were in this room, and many others are somewhere else wandering around in this festival. So what I did was I interviewed lots of people. I also obviously have been trying to do this in practice for years, and then drew all of that information together into sort of 7 themes, which form the chapters of the book. And what I've decided to do today is just pick out 3 of those themes to talk about, just because 7 is far too many to have all in one go. So within each of those themes, it's very much about all of them being sort of like opportunities. They're all opportunities to develop spiritually in the context of being a parent. And most of them also have with them their own sort of pitfalls. You know, there's also pitfalls. So throughout this process of exploration, it's about, well, how can we make the most of all the opportunities that are actually there, and you know, embrace those and enjoy them and benefit from them without spending too much time sort of so deep in the pitfalls that you can't see beyond the surface.